Education experts long have tried to get well-qualified teachers into the neediest schools. It's not just a matter of getting good applicants. Many well-qualified teachers do apply for jobs in large urban school districts, but a recent study shows they withdraw their applications before the school can hire them. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
When Kelly Voigt got her teaching certificate, she decided she wanted a challenge.
I wanted to work in an urban school. I wanted to make a difference, and I wanted to work for the city that I was living in.
So she applied for a job in a tough New Orleans public school district. The district said it was interested, but for months Voigt heard nothing, despite calls and emails. Eventually, she accepted a job at a rural Catholic school far from where she lives. When she got home from her first day teaching, she had a bunch of messages from the New Orleans school district.
We need you at this school. You can have a position with Montessori. We have a third grade position over next to your house. I essentially that day got 5 offers.
Kelly Voigt is not alone. According to a report by the New Teachers Project, a nonprofit consulting group, anywhere from 30 to 60% of job applicants at urban schools withdraw their applications before getting a job offer, often to take other jobs. And the ones who withdraw tend to be the most well qualified. The most common reason was that the hiring process took too long. Jessica Levin is one of the study's authors. She says inefficient human resources departments are one factor, but another problem is that teachers often don't have to tell the school that they plan to retire until the last minute.
Oftentimes in these districts, the deadline for notification is in the summer or even the start of the new school year. So the teachers basically sit on their vacancy notification.
And the schools don't know they have to hire until it's too late. Even when urban schools do know they're going to have a vacancy, they can't always plan on filling it, because many states don't have to pass their education budgets until the end of June.
And consequently, even if a district knows which vacancies it has to fill, they have a very hard time figuring out how much funding they will have to fill those positions.
Then there's a union rule in some urban districts. It says that when a teaching position opens up, other teachers get the first option to fill it. And it means urban schools may have to spend months evaluating internal candidates before they can turn to resumes from outside applicants. Union leaders say these rules aren't as common as the report implies. But Sandra Feldman, president of the American Federation of Teachers, acknowledges that hiring problems need to be solved.
If these transfer policies are getting in the way of recruiting new teachers in a timely fashion, labor and management should get together and create a better way of dealing with it.
She also points out that hiring teachers is only the first step.
Getting them in is good, but it is also very important to remember that they could be right out again, and we lose about 50% of new teachers in the first 5 years of teaching, and something like 13% in the first year.
In this way, too, Kelly Voigt is not unusual. She eventually quit her Catholic school job and now teaches a sixth grade class in the New Orleans public schools. But she says it's even more challenging than she expected. She plans to stay until the end of the year, but doesn't know if she'll be back in 2004. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.